Lego Batman, much like the Lego movie, takes as its model, no pun intended, a story that becomes incredibly postmodern and deconstructive in its very nature. So it's destructive towards its protagonists, and in that feature, sort of, you can tell that the Lego brand holds no allegiance to the Batman brand, and so is able to really use the characters in a way that they're not necessarily always used in the Batman movies. There's a freeness with the story arc, in that the Batman and Robin story arc and the Batman and Joker, those relationships sort of move around from father-son to homoerotic to adversary. And really what we have here is a bunch of comedians riffing and a bunch of animators making it fun to look at. Zach Galifianakis, Will Arnett, both able to really push all kinds of boundaries here. You get a sense that this would have been a good Saturday Night Live skit, and here it is an hour and 40-something odd minutes. It's directed at kids, but I get the sense that most children who watch it aren't going to be totally into the sense that the Joker is not able to actualize his dreams because he doesn't feel like Batman's main enemy. And so this sort of identity formation issues of the villains and the heroes in the movie, which have always been sort of the backdrop of when you choose to make a superhero movie, you do so with the pieces of the superhero genre. But like Lego pieces, they've taken everything apart. You get a sense they've taken the songs, they've taken the soundtrack, they've taken the 60s show, the 80s movies, the 90s movies. They've taken all of the pieces of Batman, the comic book Batman, and all of the villains of the Batman stories, and they put them all in there and then just kind of shaken it up like a Lego city. And then so you get to see all of the elements that go into making a Batman movie. But they're playfully kind of thrown at you out of order, and they're called attention to Joker sort of acts crazy and then has an existential sort of crisis over why it is that he acts that way. They throw in elements from all kinds of different Lego movies. There's Gremlins in there. There's all of the eras in which Batman found his way, Godzilla, just anything that is either Lego or a lot of film motifs in general are played with. As if you were building them from a giant Lego sandbox. The result is a sort of very entertaining and funny movie that also moves less like a traditional sort of three-act movie where there's a premise, although the premise, I guess, would be the coalescing of the Batman fragments of his identity into a coherent structure that models a third act. I guess that's what the movie is. And there's a lot of singing and explosions, and it's fun. So there you go.